IVM.
Folks, welcome to Paisa Vaisa. I'm your host Anupam Gupta, B50 on Twitter. And on today's episode, we have for the very first time on Paisa Vaisa, JM Financial Mutual Fund, my guest, Simant Shukla, Chief Business Officer at JM Financial Mutual Fund. And we will be talking about the growth of mutual funds in India, small towns and cities and much more. All of that right after this short break. For more in-depth discussions on various financial products, subscribe to Paisa Paisa with Anupam Gupta on YouTube. Elevate your financial knowledge and empower your growth today. And if you want to reach out to me, I am your host, Anupam Gupta, B50 on Twitter. You can check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can also follow us on our social media. We are IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and LinkedIn. And welcome back. Simant, welcome to Paisa Paisa. Thank you so much for doing this for our listeners.
Thanks a lot. Pleasure to be on this show.
So I think first, tell us about JM Financial, the group. It's one of the oldest ones in India. It's history, it's business, and of course, then JM Financial Mutual Fund.
So I think JM is one of the oldest, you can say, or a good trust of legacy. It started in 1973, set up in that period. So we have just completed 50 years of thriving growth.
Wow.
This year only. Mr. Nimish Kampani started this company. Today, we can say a financial behemoth. Having interest in broadly, we typically showcase as a institutional and non-institutional piece. In institutional, we have, in certain cases, we are number one, number two, number three, like institutional equity side, institutional banking side, ARC business, we are top three. And quite a few changes. We have a retail setup for a pretty long period also, be it from FD mobilization to IPA retailing and everything. But now there's a immense amount of focus on non-institutional piece, and that you will see in not only in our asset management business, you will see it in our wealth business. There's a change of guard. There's, as we were talking about, we have got a Vinay Singh on a PMS side. Even in AIF, credit AI, we are building it up. And asset management business, which I represent, mutual fund, there's an entire leadership change. Mr. Amitabh Mohanty has joined 2.5 years back. Satish Ramnathan has joined as a CIO. He has been experienced with Sundaram and other. Amitabh has been a long stint with our Nippon or erstwhile Reliance Mutual Fund.
Yeah.
I joined 2 years back. And as we talk, around 80-85% people are new. We have hired in last one and a half year as a new talent. So JM broadly is into a institutional space where we can say ECM and DCM, institutional equity. We also have a wholesale NBFC book. In 2019 onward, we also built up a retail mortgage, which is affordable housing, which is also now around 1800 crore. So I can say a 50 year young thriving group, and at the business of BFSI or money is usually connotes with trust, and trust comes with time. I think that's what our platform is.
So, yeah. Tell us about the mutual fund. How old is it? What's the AUM? What and of course, what are your products like?
Okay. So mutual fund, this is one of the oldest mutual fund, you can say. 1993, 1994, 1995, we got the license. And one of the few private sector mutual fund which were non-bank supported. After UTI, they were CANS and SBI of the world. This was the one. And it has its own path till 8-9. And now we are rebuilding as an entire team. As I said, out of 100, around 109-108 people are new out of 130 people. So we all have come from a various business side of asset management, distribution, and other thing, and trying to rebuild a mutual fund brand primarily, because JM is very well known. So we always internally say we are a startup company in a branded platform. So the journey of rebuilding asset management business started with Amitabh joining in and entire team coming in. And it's not only sales or a fund management team where muscle has been strengthened. You'll see in tech, operations, digital, all across the vertical, you will see the talent has been acquired by us. And some green shoot has started in last 1 year from around 2,500-600 crore. Now we are touching 5,000 plus AUM. And key focus has been more of a equity and debt, primarily equity, I'll say. Our equity AUM has grown almost 5-6x time in last 1 year.
Okay.
Distribution base has also started showing some wider spread, maybe 7-8x jump in last 1 year. Large institutional distributor like NDs and bank has also started onboarding. Funds are been doing decently good, and focus has been more on a consistent performance rather than getting into number one, number two space.
Yeah.
So that's the journey just started.
Great. So I want to now step back and look at it from the industry perspective, right? I mean, because the mutual fund industry in India has hit some 50 lakh crores, a big moment, and someone like you has been there, the fund, it's been there for such a long time. I want to understand how India is categorized geographically, right? Because I keep on hearing these terms, T30, B30 and whatnot. So if you can just help us with the categorization so that our listeners can understand how this is split up. You know, there's metros, non-metros, tier 1, tier 2, tier 3.
So broadly, tier 1, tier 2, tier 3 are more on a demographic and a population base. In, I think, 2012-13, the regulator came with a focus, with a mandate that let's develop beyond top 15 cities. Actually, it started with B15 and T15. So T15 standard was top 15.
So T stands for top.
T stand for top.
Top 15 cities.
Top 15 city, okay. And then B15, beyond top 15.
Okay.
Later on, that categorization changed because it made T30 and B30. So it started with, yeah.
Nothing beyond, right?
No.
Just T30 and B30.
B30 right, okay. Now. Yeah, maybe down the line B100 may come. So it started in 2013, and the initial focus was to do a lot of IAP, focus on beyond top cities. And good part is that in last, let's say it's almost a decade now, this process initiated. Good amount of traction, not in terms of folio, AUM, even a distribution pattern of individual IFA, I'll say, or MFD now we call it, has changed. Mm. So let's say in 2012-13, AUM was around 6-7 lakh crore. Today, as we talk, it's 52 lakh crore. So, and obviously, there's a corporate money, liquid money, overnight. I mean, if you take out, so equity and hybrid would be around 22 plus 7, around 29 lakh crore. And I personally feel, and that data should also guesswork, is that smaller town has more equity or a sticky asset or a retail asset rather than a corporate money. That stand approximately now out of 52 lakh crore, around 9 lakh crore is from these B30.
Wow. Okay.
So, and if you take out the corporate money sort of thing, let's say equity asset and hybrid asset, which is, let's say, 30 lakh crore, these cities usually contribute more on a equity assets or a, maybe a long-term debt. So broadly, started with little bit less percentage. It's almost now 9/50 is around 17-18%, 18% approximately is a number. So it's gradually growing from 13-14% to now 18% at a AUM term. But best part is, if you check the folio, so let's say we have a folio of around 16-17 crore, of which almost 45% folios are now coming out of 7.5 or 7.7 is coming out of these small towns.
B30.
Wow, okay. That means that, and that's the reason, right? You want retail. Mutual fund is the most retail option available on an asset management platform.
Yeah.
So everybody from 500 rupees to 5 crore or 50 crore should participate. So folio number are 45% now. So
So if I've understood correctly, folio level for about 45%, AUM level about 20%.
Thumb rule.
Roughly. Can we go into the factors that have contributed to this growth in B30?
I think one thing is this initiative of focusing by regulator and defining. Obviously, there was an incentivization also for asset management company to look at these location. A lot of IAP initial, I remember, because I started my asset management career in 2012-13, that time, and this mandate came. And I still remember there was an initial that I don't know whether that fired up that way or not, was also a district adoption. So there were two things which was launched in 12-13. One was district adoption, that you adopt any one district which is not in top 15 or top 30 at that time, and built up and do the lot of IAP. I think a lot of distributor also came. Yes, there was a...
So when you say IP, sorry, that's investor?
Investor education, awareness
IEP,
program.
Okay.
IAP or IEP, whatever acronym you want to use. So these were also focused initially. Certainly, incentivization was there. That has also helped. And a lot of distributor. I was seeing some data. Approximately, the newer distributor which are coming as a MFD almost 38 to 40% on a yearly basis are now coming from these so-called B30 cities.
Wow, okay.
So I think creating an infrastructure of the point of sale, there's a push, and there was an incentivization which has gone out, which is okay, because after a certain period, you have to let the boy become a man. So these all three factors. And lastly, I'll say COVID, we all know all the negative point, but I think COVID has become a CTO for every country. So at least for India, we can say that technology adoption, which has happened because post-COVID, that has also given a lot of D2C models, and also a lot of distributor also converted their transaction model into a digital space. Ease of doing transaction, less friction transaction platform has also created the reach, which also I'll say given an impetus to this fast growing, and not only for this business, I think for a DMAT numbers, we all are seeing how it's opening. So these are the few things which I personally feel.
So what role does real life distributor versus technology platform led have to play in a B30 kind of a situation? Or is that more in the top 30 cities where people are getting used to direct schemes with online or app based entry? Or how is it?
I think behavioral side, people have adopted to buy things or transact through a platform. So trust factor, which was missing, let's say pre-2010 or 12, 15, has come up because people are doing their e-commerce, they are doing ticketing and all those things. So that platform comfort has come.
Sure.
So that was not there. I think, but this still a very fixed income market, if you see a broad data, which is changing, you need some human touch. Even I personally feel that the business is understanding your client, and for that you need human. And certainly, a lot of work has been done by a retail distributor in these small towns. And numbers are also going. We just opened our Indore branch in December. And we were doing some data analysis. Because in my past on Ashina, also in 14, I opened Indore branch. Mm. And I was just comparing that data with today's data. So the growth in city like tier 2 or maybe tier 3, Ujjain or let's say other tier 2 city like Bhopal, Gwalior, Jabalpur, we have seen that growth of deposit, and I'm not saying that let's compare with the Delhi, Bombay, Bangalore. Rather, compare their past data of deposit and mutual fund. There's a phenomenal growth in terms of jump off. Certainly, there's a mark to market, but number of distributor also has gone up by 5x. In some cities, it is 7x.
Sure.
So that clearly defined that there is some connecting dot. You can make it out that why it's growing. So I personally believe transaction will move on to technology because people have adopted technology. But you still need human to make them understand, make it simplify.
What about deposit growth? A lot of people like to compare mutual funds and deposits because there's a massive base of deposits.
I've been a banker, so I can give some data around that. So India deposit as of now would be around 200 lakh crore approximately. Wow. June was 185, 187 lakh crore. And very interestingly, I'll give you where the growth will come. So growth, lowest growth of deposit was around 17-18 type, around 9% it came. And it was in mid-teens during, I think, 95, 96, 23, 24% okay. Also. As we talk right now, RBI data says that approximately 12 to 13% is hovering around. Certainly, one thumb rule is mutual fund to deposit ratio. Let's say in 2000 if I'm not wrong, 2007-8,
okay.
India would be around 65 to 70, 2012-13.
Sure.
Approximately deposit base of 60 to 70 lakh crore.
Okay.
And mutual fund was around 6, 7, 8 lakh crore approximately. So roughly around 10 to 12%, right?
Wow, okay.
Today, as we were just discussing, 52 lakh crore divided by, let's say, 187 of June data, or today's data, let's say 200 lakh crore. It's almost 25%. And city-wise, it's also changing. When I see our data granular, just to give you where can be the... So let's say Mumbai, largest mutual fund, approximately 12 to 13 lakh crore of mutual fund. The deposit base of Maharashtra would be around, out of 187, it's 39, 40 lakh crore, of which 25 lakh crore is Mumbai. It includes everything, retail, corporate, government, and everything. So 12 lakh by 25 lakh is approximately 50. So Mumbai is a large and do lot of corporate money is there in mutual funds. So I just did analysis on Delhi also.
Okay.
Delhi is, I think, around 16-17 lakh crore of deposit.
Less than Mumbai, yeah.
And mutual fund is around 6 to 7 lakh crore.
Okay.
So that if you convert, it's around 35-37%. So these are the city, one is 50%, one is 37%. And the overall India is around, let's say, 20-25% approximately. So there's a good headroom across the one. And certainly when people make more money, per capita has gone up. I'll just give you another data point how to read this. 2001-2002, I started my career, 2001. I think mutual fund was a lakh crore. And per capita, 95 to 2000 was hovering around $400 to $600 billion per capita. A billion crore, $400 to $500 per capita income. Today, we are around 22 to 2500 with various estimate of economy. Our mutual fund is now 50 lakh crore. So per capita has gone up from 500-700 dollar to maybe four times.
Correct.
Right? Whereas
mutual funds
asset
have gone
management
up,
has gone by 50. Certainly, MTM you can count, but let's put a maybe a one decade number of folios. 4 crore folios were there in 2012-13. Sure. Today is around 17. So it always have a compounding or a ripple effect, which would be going. As the country will grow into, let's say, 3,000, 4,000 per capita income, you will see phenomenal growth.
Okay. So we'll talk about that right after this short break about what lies ahead for the mutual fund industry. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back. And welcome back. Okay, Simant, you gave some very interesting data in the first half about the assets, the mutual fund assets in the big cities like Bombay and Delhi versus the rest of India. And you also spoke about the room of growth. So is it fair to assume that going forward from here in the next, whatever, 5, 10, 15 years, the percentage growth of a lower base will be more in B30, whereas you think T30 has gone into a mature phase, or even there is some scope?
So I think there's still a growth. So there are two things. One thing is, as a country, we are growing. Our saving rate is high. So as the, what you call, gross domestic saving is, let's say, 20 to 30% depending on various cycles we had. If our economy is growing, so the capital formation at a investment level will also be there. Now the question is where the money will go, right? And I gave you some example of MP state, some cities. This bound to happen across. So it has a two vector. One is overall pie or wallet is growing. In that wallet, you will see the asset management. And it's not only for mutual fund. If you see other asset management platform, be it PMS or AIF, is also growing at a phenomenal pace. Even the capital market participation on DMAT and trading is growing up. So this is bound to happen. So it's a structural change which is happening. Yes, last 10 years has been, market has rallied very well. So we might see that there is no jerk. There would be some dips and ups. But broadly, I think it's a structural change. Speed plus minus might happen. But it is going to grow. And I don't agree that these cities are saturated, even the larger one. We have example of, then if you're benchmarking, Mumbai has a highest penetration on MFI deposit. You have a US also. You have a Brazil also, which has a country level is around 70%, right? So I think, as my firm belief, as the per capita grows, you will see people will go for secure. So that's a cycle. Sure, basically, sure, you start sure, with sure. a basic, which is around $400 to $700. Then you, 2002-03 onward, you have seen beyond basic. A lot of money has gone on to bikes, dish TV, phones and everything. Post that, this is a era where we are standing right now is more of an aspirational Indian. You will see that you can buy a normal 100cc bike off the shelf, but you might not get the higher-end bikes without waiting period. Or same apply to cars also. So this is aspirational. Once you fill your stomach, your aspiration are done, then you start thinking about the financial safety of future. Yeah. At that time, you start investing in a capital market. And that's a phenomenon globally.
How do you think they'll be sold going forward? Like, you've obviously remember the era where there used to be physical forms. And of course, now you've moved to a paperless kind of a thing, and opening a mutual fund folio is very, very easy. If you have your eKYC done, then what's the way forward from here?
I think digital has given you a faster spread, right? Otherwise, rightly said, physical infrastructure takes time. You have to reach there and all those things. So transaction and learnability because of information and offering like these podcast gifts, a lot of financial literacy. Also, YouTube has become one of the large channels. I personally feel that learning and transaction partially will be, and transaction though, I'll say, let's say 80-90% will be on digital. Learning would be hybrid. And I think the most important part is emotion, which can't be measured, is to be handled by human. There you will require a physical, some, or maybe a, it can be a virtual mode also, but you need a human face to make that understand. And it would be a hybrid broadly. Transaction would be digital, but overall sales process, I personally feel would be...
What about the penetration of financial products? Where is mutual fund as compared to the other products right now? And how do you see that changing?
So deposit or NDTL or whatever you call it, CASA account, that's the highest, right? After Jan Dhan, and country is going through a financialization process. With Jan Dhan 50-55 crore account, we have now 80-85 crore accounts in general. So those who were non-banked got banked. Those who went to mutual fund, they have gone into a higher end product of sophisticated asset management platform. Life insurance, I think, is around 4% now. We are still much lower than very, very so-called our emerging market brothers, sisters. We are still on a lower side. So those all things are growing, but banking is the core. Second thing is DMAT has seen a sudden jump. But I think that there would be some correction because of cycle of last 10 years, 8 years. Everybody is thinking money making was easier. Broadly, mutual fund should be core investment side product on penetration. Certainly, risk will also pick up because in risk side, there are government policies, state government, central government policy where people get covered. So those come under more of a group policy, group insurance, and individual policy is around 4 to 5%. I think 4%. Health will also one of the financial, I'll not say financial product, but financial risk product, which will pick up. Because once people, we are right now young demography, same people will get old, they will have a more health issues and other thing. I think that will also pick up. Obviously, government initiative like Ayushman card and other thing are there, but for middle income, that's more for a lower income people.
Yeah.
So these two, I personally feel mutual fund and health should move faster on a penetration side.
Mutual fund and health. Okay. So what would be your pitch to someone who hasn't invested in a mutual fund? I mean, let's say that he's in a B30 city. A, why should he invest in a mutual fund? And B, what is a good way to start his investments? You know, when it comes to a distributor or whatever it is. Let's.
For an investor, I think it's the most transparent, most liquid variety also. A lot of people, even in my family and all our educated people, I remember they used to say mutual fund means equity market. It's
right.
Not like that. You have various asset class. People always correlate with equity because that's the... But I think one thing is it offer you a variety of asset class, be it silver ETF or a gold ETF to a equity to debt to a single day overnight. You have a variety of product and variety of time period, variety of goal. Mutual fund is the most simplest product which you can use for any sort of goal. Let's say retirement planning. People say that there are broadly three phases of retirement planning: accumulation, consolidation, and withdrawal period.
Correct.
This is a product which can actually play during your growth periods. You can put into equity, consolidation, hybrid, or maybe arbitrage, and then SWP with a balance advantage or a balance hybrid funds. This is transparent, low cost. You get the same deal. It's truly democratized. Whether you're putting a 5 crore or a 500 SIP, that never remains same. Liquid is there. And typically, there's a theorem of four slicing. You want a high return? Everyone. You want low tax. You want high liquidity. And broadly, you want safety. Depending on various asset class, you cut it. This product offers all those things, whichever form you wanted. And SIP would be the right way to start. One can start with a lower end, lower risk end product, relatively, maybe debt or maybe a balance fund or a balance advantage, equity saving funds, arbitrage fund to understand the concept. And maybe in equity, if you are going for a longer period of time, SIP would be the right way to new customer who are coming in.
Fantastic, folks. That's the way to enter into mutual funds. as detailed by Simant. So, Simant, we are done with the show. Our last and final standard question, any book that you're reading or you've read in the past that you'd like to recommend to our listeners?
One is, I've yet to start, Clear Thinking by Farnam Street.
Okay.
And
Shane Parrish.
Yeah. Farnam Street is their blog. Sorry.
Clear Thinking,
Same As Ever is also I've started. So
Same As Ever.
Yeah, Morgan Housel, Same As I Am.
Morgan's new book.
New one. So I just bought these two. One I just started, 3-4 pages. So
lovely.
Yeah.
Two excellent recommendations out there, folks. And that is a wrap on this episode of Paisa Paisa. My guest, Simant Shukla, Chief Business Officer at JM Financial Mutual Fund. Simant, thank you so much for doing this for our listeners.
Thanks to be on your show. Thank you. Pleasure.
Lovely. And listeners, if you like this podcast, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel where you get to watch the full video episodes. You can check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can also follow us on our social media. We are IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I'm your host, Anupam Gupta, B50 on Twitter. And thank you, really, folks. Thank you so much for listening to Paisa Paisa.
No material on the show should be considered as financial advice. The material on the show is for informational purposes only. Please consult a financial advisor before taking any investment decision.